Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. In the particular point we're up to, we'll pick up where we left off last week when we were talking about the understanding of a person choosing how much time to spend on this world and how much time he has in this world as a way station. So in the next Cheshbon, the 16th, the Chovos HaLevavos reminds us that a person has to think to himself, how much time do I actually have here? In other words, when a person goes ahead and experiences death, and he doesn't understand why death happens, it doesn't have a time, it doesn't have a place. Really, instead of sitting down and trying to figure out why it won't happen to me, or talking to oneself and saying to oneself, gee, it's senseless. Maybe, says the Chovos HaLevavos, the way to go around is to think to oneself, hey, you know what? There is no life insurance policy. Death insurance policies exist for those who continue to live after the policyholder passes. But what one really needs to think about is that the ultimate life insurance policy is the understanding that life and its move into the world to come is in the hands of Hashem. So the Chovos HaLevavos asks us, why is it that a person doesn't usually like to think about that? After all, we see other people who die, and in those moments we see, why did they die? As if we're like filled with this tremendous sense of understanding. What are we looking for? The author of the book of Kohelet, Shlomo HaMelech, declares, Tov lalechas al beis evel milechas al beis mishteh. It's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a party. V'achai yitein al libo. The living, he'll put it onto his heart. You know, it's fascinating to think that what is the number one issue that gets discussed when a person goes to a shiva house? Usually, how did he die? Was he sick? It's interesting, why do we all of a sudden become obsessed with the person who passed? The answer, says the Chafetz Chaim, is the same reason why we don't bother to make the cheshbon that the Chovos HaLevavos is talking about over here. The answer is because we think we are different. We think that if we understand why another person passed away, then we can walk away and say to ourselves, that's them. But we're ourselves, and we're going to be different. We will live forever. Yet the Gemara in Bava Basra identifies but four people who went into the world to come without tasting the Tam Misa, without passing away. There were but four. The Chafetz Chaim says that we, as human beings, look for reasons to convince ourselves that we will be numbers 5 and 6, you and me. And why is that, says the Chafetz Chaim? It's because the Yetzer Hara wants us not to make the cheshbon, not to make the calculation about our own deaths and the potential that exists there within. The Yetzer Hara says, hey, listen, when we hear about death in this world, senseless or otherwise, when a person passes of natural causes at 120, it should make us all think, v'hachai yitein alibo. But instead of thinking to ourselves, why are we going to be different? It should make us think about what we will do. Instead of spending time on that, though, because after all, thinking about death is, for lack of a better word, depressing, we tend to turn around and try to make a different set of sense, a different type of circumstance. The Yetzer Hara is testing us. And Rav Itzala Petterberger says, when a young person dies, we turn and ask ourselves, what was it, so that we can change ourselves. When an older person passes away, we try to understand his or her health circumstances. But the truth is, says Rav Itzala, based on this comment of the Chovos HaLevavos, what we really should say, wow, everyone dies. And the question is not the sadness over the person's death, but rather the alertness that death provides, namely, the rousing wake-up for us just to check in with ourselves. What are we doing today? So that it can be said about us, Es mispar yamecha amalei, I will fill your days. Maybe that's something we should ask ourselves. We don't need to wait until death to do it. What are we doing in our lives so that we can expect and make sure we are proud that we have truly fulfilled the entirety of our days? Have a terrific day.